That state of emergency that was issued this week in Ferguson, Missouri, has been lifted today, just a few days after otherwise peaceful protests marking the one-year anniversary of the death of Michael Brown turned violent.
And that death of Brown launched a national conversation about police shootings of unarmed black men. But where do you think most police are when they are shot and killed? It may not be where you think. According to a study from several public health researchers published in the American Journal of Public Health, police in states with the highest rates of gun ownership are three times as likely to be killed on the job. David Swedler was the lead researcher. He's now a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Professor Swedler, which states are these?
The states that had the highest gun ownership and the highest rate of officers being murdered were Alaska, Montana, Arkansas, Alabama, and Mississippi.
And it's important to note that your study found that of 782 cases of homicides of police officers, 716 were committed using guns, so almost all of them. Well, and the assumption I think many listeners might have made is that this correlation, this rate of officer killings would have been in violent areas. Montana doesn't strike us as being a violent or an area that has high violence.
Absolutely. That's the obvious conclusion that people would think ahead of a study like this. So we looked at it two ways. We said, one, let's look at gun ownership, because guns are most often used to kill police officers. Second, let's look at violent crime rates, because that might be the reason that officers are dying. It's not the fact that they're running into guns, it's the fact that they're running into bad guys. And so we looked at that. Previously, studies from Boston University have shown that state violent crime rates are associated with state homicide rates and gun homicides. We looked at violent crime rates in states, and we did not find that link for homicides of officers.
And how did you come up with the states that had the highest amount of guns?
Well, there is no national database of gun ownership. There's no way to tell exactly how many guns there are in the country and how many people have guns in each state. So we had to use two different measures, both from the government, both indirect, and they both assessed the percent of households in a state that have guns. And that was our measure of gun ownership in states.
So there may be fewer households in a state like Montana than, let's say, in New York, but more of those households may have a gun, even though there are fewer households.
That's correct. We just simply looked at the number of households having guns. So Montana has a smaller population, but that percentage of the population, the households in that state, have many more guns proportionately than New York.
Well, that takes away the other thing that people might think makes sense. Well, it would be New York, because there's so many people in New York and so many guns. But you're
Perfect.
Talking about households with guns. So how then, you know, bring the police into the equation? In what ways are they being killed in places like Montana and Alaska?
What we found in a previous study that came out over a year ago was that officers are often killed following up on disturbance calls, domestic violence calls, investigations.
So you're saying that a police officer responding to a domestic call in Montana has a much greater chance of being shot than an officer responding to a call in a state with fewer firearms?
Well, that is the example that we used, and here's how I think of it. An officer responding to a domestic violence call in a state with high ownership of guns is more likely to encounter a gun when they arrive on that scene, as opposed to an officer responding to a domestic violence call, the same exact type of domestic violence scenario in a state with fewer guns. Yeah. And so that's the way we're thinking about it. When they're arriving at these scenes, is a gun present more often or less often? And we're not saying that officers are only being killed when responding to domestic violence calls, but that's a common scenario where officers are killed. And so that's the example that we're talking about in our study.
Professor, thank you. Professor David Swedler from the University of Illinois at Chicago.